This is WHYY. I'm Robin Bloom with highlights from this week's Entertainment Guide. The 14th annual First Person Arts Festival is underway through November 15th, dedicated to presenting art based on real-life stories by a diverse group of well-known and emerging artists working across disciplines at various venues across Philadelphia. The 215 Festival continues the tradition of spotlighting Philadelphia's neighborhoods and this year brings literary spirit to Northern Liberties, highlighting the written, spoken, and visualized word with events throughout the weekend. Two bold productions on stage in Philadelphia, The Suspenseful and Clever Equivocation by Bill Kane is on stage at Arden Theatre Company, based on the historical event in England known as the Gunpowder Plot. This contemporary and bold new look at Shakespeare can be seen through December 13th at 40 North 2nd Street in Old City, Philadelphia. Azuka Theatre kicks off its new season with a rolling world premiere of Lights Rise on Grace through November 22nd at the Adrian Theatre. Named Outstanding New Play for its workshop at the New York Fringe, the production takes on issues of incarceration, sexuality, and family, crossing race and cultural lines. Several exciting music premieres this weekend, including The Raven, a Poe Fest by Nicholas White, this Sunday at 3 at the Academy of Vocal Arts in Philadelphia. Lyric Fest celebrates the master of the macabre with a program scored for 5 solo voices, string quartet, and piano, rounded out with solo song settings of Poe's poetic works and readings from his prose. Visit the Entertainment Guide at newsworks.org/guide. I'm Robin Bloom.